We're speaking this morning about the Queensland Veteran and Veterans Family Strategy. The Queensland Government is developing their very first ever Veterans Strategy and wants to hear from veterans about their issues that they're facing. The timing is interesting. They're launching this at the 80th anniversary commemoration of the end of World War II. How do the experiences and needs of today's veterans compare with those of earlier generations? Are we dealing with completely different challenges now? Today 1015 is talking to veteran Jonathan Davey, who runs fishing trips to support veterans with PTSD. Good morning, Jono.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good. Now, Jono, you've made the transition from military to civilian life. Now, Queensland are asking veterans like yourself, what's the journey really like? And in your own personal experience, what's the one thing that you wish somebody had warned you about and prepared you before you hung up your uniform?
I guess the thing that is the most important is we all like a little bit more information when you first get out about what you're entitled to and how to get things done.
Okay.
So like with your different superannuations and your DVA entitlements for your injuries, if there was a bit more information about when you first get out, not just told that you can only claim for the one injury, the one that you medically discharged, because that puts a it makes the process a lot longer. So instead of having that information when you first get out, you know, there's veterans out there that might wait 2 years to get the determination letter from when they first get out. And that, for guys that aren't working, that's when it gets really hard.
Okay, so that puts on an added pressure that you don't
have. Massive. Okay. And then, you know, it's the old saying is when you join the army, they break you to what you need to be the perfect soldier. And like, hands down, they do a great job. Like, because every soldier there, you can put your hand on your heart and say, we'll have your back no matter what.
Wow.
But when you get out, you lose that camaraderie, you lose that direction, you lose the meaning to be a soldier. So you don't know what to do with yourself and you get confused. And because a lot of us join when we're only 18 years old, It's the only job really that we knew what we were doing.
Now, Jono, this strategy includes support for employment, homelessness, can you believe, legal issues and education initiatives. But let's be honest, where are the real gaps right now, and we've touched on that a little bit, in the current veterans support services that you and your mates talk about?
Hands down what I just said.
Yeah,
I believe that DVA and CSC, which are the two entities that I've dealt with since leaving the Defence Force, I believe that the government should put a lot more money into DVA so that you don't have veterans out there that are waiting 2 years to be able to be told if they're going to get a pension or if they're going to get their medical sorted. And it breaks a lot of blokes. I've personally know that I've had mates that have really struggled with it, and I've struggled with it. You get to the point where you don't want to talk to DVA anymore, and you get that really foul taste in your mouth when someone mentions DVA, and you're like, they're just doing their job. They're trying to help you as much as they can. It's just the funding for them to have 40,000 people to be able to assist with every single case it just doesn't exist.
No, no. So, Jonathan, we'll take a break for a song in a minute, but really this veterans strategy, the Queensland government are wanting to talk about it, so what a great opportunity.
Oh, it's amazing. It is beautiful that we're finally getting some recognition and noticing that the veterans out there are really struggling, and we got to help them, and that's it.
We have. Stay with me, Jonathan. We'll just break for a quick song and then we'll come right back. I'm delighted to say that we're back with Jonathan Davey and we're just talking about Vietnam vets up front. Now, Jonathan, the Premier says that veterans are they have a unique perspective to civilian life. Tell me, what's something that you've learned in the military that I reckon every workplace or community could benefit from? And what are we missing out on by not tapping into that wonderful experience now?
So, you know, the biggest thing we learned is camaraderie. And I guess one of the other major things that we learn is the ability to adapt to a situation. So, you know, we might be going in somewhere thinking that this is what's going to happen, and next minute all hell breaks loose, but everyone there knows to just to adapt, to be able to listen to simple instructions, and it doesn't seem to throw us off. Where I've seen it these days, you know, I'll use my children as an example. Yep. Something goes wrong that isn't perfect for them, especially my oldest working, and that throws her off.
Yeah.
Like there's no tomorrow. I'm like, bub, you just got to adapt. Like, yes, it might not be what you originally thought you were going to do today, but you just do the job. Like it's your job, and your mates will be there and they'll help you.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess that's one of the things that, you know, I miss the camaraderie from when I was in.
Yep. Well, and we could take that into the workforce, Jonathan, so very easily.
Oh, you could.
It would adapt beautifully. Now, with Queensland bringing home over 163,000 current and former Defence Force personnel, now that's the largest veteran population in Australia, for goodness sake. How important do you think it is that we have a veteran voice directly shaping their policies rather than having the decision made for them by somebody else?
Oh, look, I think it's extremely important. I think that if we're going to make policies that are going to affect veterans, you know, Australia-wide or at least Queensland-wide for the start, I think that we should have a right to say what we want and what we think is more important. And I think that should be thrown out to veterans young and old. So don't just include the young veterans that want to, you know, make a bit of noise. Let's reach out to the older guys and make it so that if they do pick a certain avenue and the government thinks that that's maybe not where they want to spend their money, let's listen to the veterans. They're the ones that this affects. Don't worry about your policies. Listen to the veterans.
You've been listening to veteran Jonathan Davey having his say on Queensland's first veterans and veterans family strategy. All Queenslanders can have their say, but veterans are especially encouraged to have their say on the online survey, and you can do that by going to www.qld.gov.au/veterans until Friday the 14th of November. And you can listen again to this podcast on 1015fm.com.au. Just pop onto our website and you can hear that again. Thanks, Jonathan, for coming in and talking to us.
No, thank you for having me, Rosemary. It's been a pleasure.